Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. What an amazing friend you are, Father God. We honor your presence this afternoon. It was you who woke us up today, not the alarm clock, but you, oh God. And so we give you honor, praise, thanksgiving. Glory to the name of the Most High God. Glory and honor, glory and honor. We praise you today. We honor your presence. We give you glory, praise, thanksgiving. You are almighty. Nothing is impossible to you. We wait on you today. We call upon your mighty name, your holy name. We surrender all. Help us not to lean to our own understanding, but in all our ways acknowledge you. In the name of Jesus, we are grateful today, Lord, that we could call upon your mighty name, your holy name. We are privileged to be children of the Most High God. We are favored by you, O God, in the name of Jesus. You know our name. Hallelujah. And, Father, we thank you, O God, that you gave us our fingerprints, our footprints, and you direct our path on a daily basis. You order our steps. In the name of Jesus, help us to worship you like never before, to honor you, to bless you, to give you glory, to give you praise, to give you thanks, O God. You are mighty, you are holy, you are righteous, you are king, you are Mokoshaba. You are the one who nothing is impossible to you. In the name of Jesus, O Father, as we read your word today, study your word. O God, open up new revelations to us about you and about your word. O God, in the name of Jesus, you said that the truth will set us free today, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus, set us free. Hallelujah. Oh, God, help us, oh, God, not to lean to our own understanding, but in all our ways acknowledge you. In the name of Jesus, the Father, your word says in Proverbs, oh, God, 16, in the name of Jesus, the preparations of the heart in man and the answer of the tongue is from the Lord. All the ways of a man are clean in his own eyes. But the Lord weighed the spirit. Commit thy work unto the Lord, and thy thoughts shall be established. In the name of Jesus, the Lord hath made all things for himself, yea, even the wicked, for the day of evil. Every one that is proud in heart is an abomination to the Lord. Though hand joined in hand, he shall not be unpunished. By mercy and truth, iniquity is cursed. And by the fear of the Lord, men depart from evil. When a man's ways please the Lord, he maketh even his enemies peace with him. Better is a little with the righteous than the great revenues without right. In the name of Jesus. So, Father, we thank you for the word. We honor your presence. We give you glory. We give you praise. Well, welcome to Mid-Wednesday. Welcome to Wednesday midweek Bible study. We are grateful you joined us today. We thank God for the Most High God leading you, ordering your direction this way today. We are grateful to God that he loves us. Oh, my God. He also chastises us when we slip off the path, when we don't follow him. So we are thanking, Lord, that we can keep our eyes fixed on him today. And you know what? This song says, he orders our steps in his word. So we thank God it is worship time today. We have a mighty woman of God on with us from Marrero, Louisiana, Sister Glory Dean Charlotte. Good afternoon, Sister Glory Dean. How you doing?
Good afternoon. Doing fine. And give blessings to the ones out there and listening today. Praise God that we all shall be blessed this day. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Yeah. So I'll go on and do the song. Praise God.
Amen.
Ever again, just praise the Lord. We together again in one accord. Something good is going to happen. Something good is in store. We together again, just praise the Lord. We together again. Just praise the Lord. We together again. In one accord. Something good is going to happen. Something good is in store. We together again. Just praise the Lord. One more time. We together again. Just praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. We together again. In one accord. Something good is going to happen. Something good is in store. We together again. Just praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Beautiful.
Hallelujah. Praise God. Thank you, Father. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
All right. You ready to do that other song?
Oh, okay. Let's see. This other song, somewhat a little bit like it. Let me see.
You won't leave it like you came in Jesus' name. By the press, committed sick or lame. For the spirit of the Lord is still the same. You won't leave it like you came in Jesus' name. Oh, you won't leave it like you came in Jesus' name. By the press, submitted sick or lame. For the spirit of the Lord is here to stay. Yes, it is. You won't leave it like you came in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. You won't leave it like you came in Jesus' name. Bound, oppressed. Bound, oppressed, tormented, sick or lame. For the spirit of the Lord is still the same. You won't leave it like you came in Jesus' name. You won't leave it like you came. In Jesus' name, hallelujah, we glorify God and we magnify his name. Hallelujah, glory to God.
Praise God. I just thought those two would go together. Praise God.
Amen,
hallelujah.
Amen. We're together again, and we won't leave here like we came. In Jesus' name.
Hallelujah.
Thank you so much.
Hallelujah.
Sorry, Jean. Beautiful
Hallelujah.
Songs. I appreciate it.
Thank you so much. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Father, in the name of Jesus, we just thank you, Lord God, for senior citizens all over the world, particularly those in Ukraine right now, oh God. We thank you, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that they are under the shadow of your almighty wings and nothing by any means will harm them. So we are thanking you today, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, that you are taking care of the senior citizens in Ukraine and their families. You are hiding them under the shadow of your almighty wings. You are hiding them from the enemies who have come from Russia to try to take over their country, to make them, oh God, submit to them. Oh Lord, have your way in Ukraine in the name of Jesus. We thank you for the senior citizens and their families having shelter, food, protection, guidance, direction. Oh God, let them hear your voice like never before. Direct their paths, oh God. And we appreciate you, oh God. We honor you today. We thank you that you are Lord. We thank you that you are King and that you love the people in Ukraine. You love the people in Russia, but you do chastise those whom you love. So, Father, you know the situation. We lift up the leader in Ukraine and the leader in Russia. Let peace come to those two countries, oh God. Let peace come in the name of Jesus. You are Jehovah Shalom, a peacemaker, and we are thanking you for peace. And, Lord, we are thanking you for senior citizens all over America. So much is happening today. Violent crimes are breaking out in different parts of America. But, Lord, you are there. There's no place that you are not. We're asking you to keep us hidden under the shadow of your almighty wing, and nothing by any means will harm us. 1,000 may fall at one side, 10,000 at the other, but no harm will come nigh our dwelling. So, Father, today we say thank you, for you are the peacemaker. You are Jehovah Shalom, a peacemaker, a great peacemaker. Make peace in leaders all over the world. Oh, God, begin with America. Make peace in our leaders, in our government, in every governor, even of every city, in every state in our nation. Oh, God, bring unity, bring peace in the name of Jesus. So, Father, we are thanking you for the seniors having more than enough, those that are called by your name. Oh, God, that are thank you for the blessings of Deuteronomy 28 being poured upon us, oh, God, like never before. So we give you praise. We give you thanks. We give you honor in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you that you are our Lord, and there's no God great like you. All right, get your Bibles ready. Get your thinking caps on, as they used to say when I was a little girl. This is scripture search time. So I'm going to ask a question, and I want you to tell me the answer. I know you guys are Bible scholars on here today, so I'm looking forward to you answering the question. Hallelujah. Question number one, which apostle most of the books of the New Testament? You know how we do it. We state our name and give the answer. Which apostle wrote most of the books of the New Testament? What's his name?
Paul.
State your name and give it.
I'm sorry, my bad. This is Sister Terry Sylvester, Jacksonville, Florida, and the answer is Paul.
Amen. Thank you, Sister Sylvester. Excellent. Thank you, Sister Terry. All right, next question. Don't forget, state your name and give the answer. Which book did Apostle Paul write? And how many? How many? How many books did he write, and what are they? They're in the New Testament. It's scripture search. Search the scripture. Find the answer. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Okay. Let's see. I have to sing my little song.
All right. Okay. How many books did Apostle Paul write?
I don't remember the number, but I know the ones that he wrote. Let me see.
So what you do is count the books. Yeah, count them.
Yes,
and tell me the number. Glory Dean. Glory Dean.
Yes. Yes.
Glory Dean.
It's 14.
You know.
Yes, I'm here. Yes, it's 14
All right.
books.
Okay, 14? You say 14 books? All right.
Paul wrote 14 books of the New Testament.
All right, name them. You say 14. We'll see if that's the correct answer. Name them.
Yeah, we covered Hebrew, Philemon, Titus, 2 Timothy, 1 Timothy, 2 Timothy. I guess I'm going in backwards. 2 Thessalonians,
yeah,
1 Thessalonians.
If you could open your Bible, I'm going to stop you a minute. Sister Glardine, okay. Open your Bible and turn to the table of contents and go down the list and tell me what they are.
Okay, I'm
going to
start with Romans.
14, okay, good.
Would be Romans, 1 Corinthians, 2 Corinthians, Galatians, Ephesians, Philippians, Colossians, 1 Thessalonians, 2 Thessalonians, 1 Timothy, 2 Timothy, Titus, Philemon, and Hebrew.
All right, you say Hebrews. Okay. All right, what you say, yes. Sister Terry?
I think on Hebrews, they're not really sure about who wrote Hebrews, if I remember
right.
Correctly.
So when I looked it up, I got 13 books that Paul wrote.
Oh, okay.
I got 13. So I'm going to turn right now over there to Hebrews, but it says 13 books that he wrote. I don't know where everybody else is today. They're kind of a little bit slow. All right. So... All right. When I looked it up, it says he wrote 13 books, so Hebrews is not really credited to him. Okay, next question. Compared to the other apostles, what's different? State your name and give the answer. What's different? And then I need the scripture that tells what's different about him than the other apostles.
Can we give partial answers?
All right. What's different? Yeah.
Well, the difference is. Okay, my.
Take your name.
It just.
Take your name.
Okay, Sister Terry Sylvester from Jacksonville, and
good.
The difference is that he wasn't chosen like the rest of them were. He came along later.
Okay.
Wow. On the road to Damascus and got chosen from that perspective. He wasn't with the other disciples at the time that Jesus selected them.
All right.
I got to think about where all that is.
Sister Glardine, come on.
Oh, well, I'm trying to find out that. Well, I know that, like she said before, Paul was chosen. You know, although he came after the apostles, but he was Paul was the greatest of all the apostles, and. Feel that they really never taught, as they say. Well, Peter, they had their different ways of teaching, I guess, the gospel. And
okay, so I want to ask you a question. Where
mm-hmm.
is the Damascus Road Experience found? What book?
What
chapter? Where is it found, Sister Terry and Sister Gloria Dean? Where is it found?
In the book of Damascus,
I know it's in the book of Acts. The book of Acts.
Okay, Acts. What chapter?
Oh, okay.
Look it
okay,
up.
Okay, Sister Gloria Jean, I got that part.
She got that. She got that.
All right, where is it?
What is, okay, you know what? Now, what was the question again?
All right.
Where
is that found about the Damascus Road Experience? Where is it found about the Damascus Road Experience?
Oh, the Damascus experience.
You know, a lot of people say Apostle Paul was the apostle born out of due season. And the main thing was he did not walk with Christ. Other ones walk with Christ every day, the other apostles, 12 of them. And one hung himself. So then Paul, remember, Damascus Road.
Paul crucified the Christians.
Yes, he was one that crucified the Christians. I want to know where it's found, the Damascus Road experience. Y'all look it up.
Yeah, well. I know it's in
Acts. Yeah, what's
Acts? Absolutely. Okay.
Acts, what's your Acts? What chapter?
I guess I'm not looking too good.
All right, what chapter? Come on, we got two more questions to do on Scripture Search. Y'all looking in your Bible?
Okay, it's in the book of Acts. Oh, okay.
What chapter is the Damascus Road experience?
Damascus. Right. Oh, my God. The book of Acts. Okay, that's so much. Oh.
Acts, the ninth chapter.
Okay.
All right. You're right. Acts, the ninth chapter.
That's
very good.
Good.
All right. You're right. Acts, the ninth chapter. It gives the Damascus Road experience. Thank you, Sister Terry. All right. So here's the next question. What was Apostle Paul's name before he became apostle? What was his name?
Terry
Sylvester. What did they call it?
Saul.
All right, Saul. Yeah, where was he from?
Jerusalem.
Now, where was he from? They call him Saul of what? Glardine, you know this answer.
Oh, Saul of Saul of oh gosh, I know that. Oh,
yeah,
he was from this other place, Saul of
where was he? Saul of what?
Oh God, I know that. Oh Lord, have mercy. So, where was he from?
Saul of food. Well, look in Acts 9 and see. Look in Acts chapter 9 and see. It's in there.
Arabia. No, he wasn't Arabia. No, that wasn't right.
No, look in Acts chapter 9 and find the answer.
Oh, 9? Okay. I don't know this thing, but I guess I'm not.
Jordan, you got to stop talking to yourself on the radio. You got to stop talking out loud to yourself on the radio.
I'm sorry. I'm very sorry.
That's okay. Go ahead. Find the answer. It's in Acts chapter 9. He was called Saul of who? Come on, Sister Terry.
Okay.
It's in chapter 9 of Acts.
Oh, my
God. Let me know when you get the answer. State your name and give the answer. Saul of who?
Tasha. Tasha.
There you go. Read it. You're right, Sister Terry. Read it in verse what? 11. Read it in verse 11.
Okay.
Acts 9.
So the Lord said to him, arise and go to the street called Straight and inquire at the house of Judas for one called Saul of Tarsus. But behold, he is praying.
That's it.
And in a vision. Okay.
No, that's good. He's called Saul of Tarsus. Okay, last question. Who was Apostle Paul's spiritual son? Who was Apostle, and where is it found? Who was Apostle Paul's spiritual son? Y'all, come on now. Y'all know the answer.
Timothy.
Where is it found? You're right. Where is it found?
First and Second Timothy.
All right, read it. First Timothy. What does it say?
Oh,
oh
gosh.
You're right. First Timothy, read it.
Okay.
Come on, y'all, read it. It's in First Timothy. Chapter 1.
Oh, chapter 1.
State your name and read it.
I would say Gloria Dean. I may be wrong. I have 18, verse 18. This charge I commit unto thee, son Timothy, according to the prophecies which went before on thee, that thou by them mightest war a good warfare.
Okay, good. And I'm going
to
read the other
son.
One. Yeah, you 19, called him son. Now look
holding
at,
faith. Oh, I'm sorry. Read the next scripture. Okay. Holding faith
no,
in
no,
a good
You don't conscience. Need that one. You don't need that one.
Oh.
Look in verse 1 and 2, Glory Dean. Read that one. Verse 1 and 2.
Unto Timothy, my own son. Unto Timothy, my own son in the faith. Okay. Grace, mercy, and peace from God our Father and Jesus Christ our Lord.
Amen. Y'all did good. That's it. Okay. That's it right there. You can stop right there. All right. So today our lesson is in Proverbs chapter 18. We had to read for this week. We had to read Proverbs 18 and 19. So that's what we were to read today for our study. So our message is going to come from Proverbs chapter 18:21. Death and life are in the power of the tongue. And they that love it shall eat the fruit thereof. So that was the King James Version. In Message Bible, Proverbs 18:21 says, words kill. Words kill, words give life. They're either poison or fruit you choose. NIV Bible, Proverbs 18:21. The tongue has the power of life and death. And those who love it, eat its fruit. So I want to tell you this. Our words, the words that we speak, can give us life or they can either give us death. Our tongue can build others up or they can tear others down. There is life and death in words. If you love to talk, you will eat the fruit of your words. Perhaps you have heard this saying, he will be eating words. Words can condemn us. What does the tongue represent spiritually? You can change your world by changing your words. Remember, death and life are in the power of the tongue. We must think before we speak. Here are a few scriptures. Proverbs 13:3. Whoever guards his mouth preserves his life. He who opens wide his lips comes to ruin. We can choose to guard our mouth by speaking fewer words and by thinking before we speak. Ephesians 4:29 says, let no corrupt talk come out of our mouth, but only such as is good for building up as it fits the occasion. It may give you grace to those who hear. What is corrupt talk? Corrupt talk is evil talk or morally deprived, caused to act dishonestly in return for money or personal gain. It can infect, our words can infect or contaminate. What is corrupt talk? It's talk that put others down, evil speaking, evil thinking, brings evil words. Our words should encourage others. For example, we should say to others, I'm so proud of you. You're doing an excellent job. I love the way God uses you. You are beautiful. Thank you for being kind. Thank you for being considerate and thoughtful. God loves you, and I do too. I love the way you, it could be cook. I love the way you shop. I love the way you dress. Help others. I love the way you help others have a wonderful day. So listen, do not put a curse on ourselves by saying negative words about others that we will regret. Whether we say words to their face or behind their back, negative words will be on us as well. So say positive words, so positive words will come back to us. We will eat the fruit of our lips. That is words that come from our mouth. We have two ears so we can listen to God first and then to others. I'm going to say that again. We have two ears. Listen to God first and then to others. What should we talk about? Ephesians 5:19 says, speak to yourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord. Proverbs 10:11 says, the mouth of a righteous person is a well of life, but violence covereth the mouth of the wicked. God know our thoughts afar off. Proverbs 10:12-13. Hatred stirs up strife. Hatred stirs up strife. In the lips of him that has understanding, wisdom is found. But a rod is for the back of him that is void of understanding. We shape our world future into existence by what we say. Let's think before we speak. Here's my never again list. So this list comes from a little book that I bought. A friend of mine, she's gone to heaven now. Sister Elena gave me my first book called What You Say Is What You Get. So this is our never again list. Never again will I confess I can't. For I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me, Philippians 4:13. Never again will I confess lack, for my God shall supply all my needs according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus, Philippians 4:19. Number three, never again will I confess fear, for God has not given us the spirit of fear, but power and love and a sound mind. Number four, never again will I confess doubt and lack of faith, for God had dealt to every person the measure of faith, Romans 12:3. Number five, never again will I confess weakness, for the Lord is the strength of my life, Psalms 27:1, and the people that do know their God shall be strong and do exploits, Daniel 11:32. Number six, never again will I confess supremacy of Satan over my life, for greater is he that is in me than he that's in the world, 1 John 4:4. Never again will I confess defeat, for God always causes me or us to triumph, 2 Corinthians 2:14. Number eight, never again will I confess lack of wisdom, for Jesus Christ who of God is made unto me or us wisdom. 1 Corinthians 1:30. Number 9, never again will I confess sickness, for with his stripes I am healed. Isaiah 53:5. And Jesus took himself our infirmities and bare our sicknesses. Matthew 8:17. Never again will I confess worry and frustration, for I am casting all my cares upon him who cares for me. 1 Peter 5:7. In Christ I am carefree. Never again, number 11, will I confess bondage, for where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. 2 Corinthians 3:17. My body is the temple of the Holy Spirit. The last one, number 12, never again will I confess condemnation, for there is therefore now no condemnation to those which are in Christ Jesus. Romans 8:1. I am in Christ, therefore I am free from condemnation. Praise the Lord for his word. We got to think before we speak, because his word is so awesome. And we got to think about what we're saying and speak what God said. When you feel pain in your body, rephrase your thoughts and say what the word of God says about your healing. We just read it in Isaiah 53:5 and Matthew 8:17. What you say is what you get. If you say something, you're going to get more of it. So let's say what we want more of, and let's not say what we don't want at all. If I speak, my leg hurts, you're going to get more pain in your leg because you're confessing pain in your leg, and it's shaping your future. Let's remember to confess what God said. Even if you feel the pain, confess, I am healed by his stripes. Even if you feel it, you got to confess what God said. Don't worry about what you feel, but eventually, if you keep confessing the word, healing's going to come. If your bank account doesn't have enough money to cover what you need for the month, be careful what you say. Don't say, I'm broke. I never have enough. I always run short every month of money. No, cancel those statements and say Ephesians 4:19, my God shall supply all my needs through his riches in Christ Jesus. We cannot any longer speak the language of the world. I'm going to say it again. We cannot any longer speak the language of the world. We must say what God says. We are not to conform to what the world says. We are transformed. Let's renew our minds every day. How do we renew our minds? By getting in the word, by studying the word, by looking it up, what the word says about this, what the word says about that. Let's shape our future with what God says in the word of God. The Bible is basic instruction before leaving earth. We need basic instruction. We don't know the way, but we do know the way maker. So let's repent or conform it. And I'm repenting. Yeah, I'm turning my way to his way. Let's repent for conforming to our words, to the world's ways. Let's ask God to transform us, and let's speak what God says about us and others. So I want to pray for you, each and every one of you that are on here. Father, I lift up my precious sister, Sister Terry Sylvester. I thank you for Sister Terry Sylvester, Lord. I thank you, Lord God, that she will begin, like me, to confess the word, confess what you say over our lives, over our family's lives. I thank you that Sister Terry is a strong, mighty woman of God. She has the word of God on the inside of her. And, Lord, I thank you for her husband and her children, her grandchildren. I thank you, Lord God, for all that you're doing on her behalf. Everything that concerns her concerns you. And so we are bringing all of our concerns today to you. We're leaving them at your feet because you are able to carry the burdens of the whole world. I thank you that you use Sister Terry in mighty ways, even ways she don't know. Oh, God, I thank you for putting her in my life. I thank you, Lord God, because, Lord, she knows the way, and she follows the way maker. And, Lord, I lift up Sister Gloria Dean, your precious daughter, my sister, that I've been friends with over 25, almost 30 years. I thank you, Lord God, that she is full of the word, and she is full of gifts and talents. She sings and plays great songs unto you. I thank you for her children, her grandchildren, her great-grand, and the great-great-grandchildren that you have birthed through her. I thank you that she is a leader in the body of Christ. She teaches the word. She preaches the word. She sings the word. She plays inspirational songs, and she inspires people with the way, oh, God, that she plays the songs of God. Lord, I thank you for her son. I lift up her son, the one that she's always concerned about, that stays close to her heart. And I ask you, Lord, to move on his behalf. Answer her prayers, because you are a prayer-answering God. And, Lord, I thank you for healing her body inside out. Every pain, we say, go in the name of Jesus. You will not stay in her body. Go in the name of Jesus. Pain is a thing of the past in her body. I thank you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, that Sister Minister Glory Dean, oh, God, is walking in the blessings of the Lord on a daily basis. We thank you that she's an aged woman, like all three of us on here are aged women of God, all four of us. And I thank you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, that we shall live and not die. You said when we are old and gray, you will not forsake us. And you are a man of your word, and we appreciate you, Father God. Lord, I lift up Sister Mary Nichols. Oh, God, I thank you for Sister Mary Nichols. Oh, God, from, she knows, I can't think of the city right now. Where you from, Sister Mary? Tell me again. You know I know. Oklahoma City.
Oklahoma City.
Thank you. We thank you for Oklahoma City. And, Lord, I thank you for her prayer line that she has on Sunday night, praying for the school board, the administrators, the teachers, the children, and their families. I thank you for her prayer line, oh, God. Thank you for the prayers they pray, getting ready answers, oh, God. I thank you, Lord God, that she is a minister of health, oh, God, that she teaches us about health in the name of Jesus. So, Father, I lift up Minister Lanny, Sister Lanny, who wasn't able to come on today because she had to go to a conference in the name of Jesus, a women's conference, speaking to them about what you put in her heart to speak to them. I thank you for Sister Vivian, oh, God. I thank you, oh, God, who usually come on, oh, God, who had to go somewhere today. I thank you for all you're doing on her behalf in the name of Jesus. Bless her like never before as she drives to and fro. I thank you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, for divine protection, divine direction, in the name of Jesus. I thank you for guiding her, even as she come on her radio on Sunday nights, oh God. I thank you for speaking the word of God through her, in the name of Jesus. I thank you for Sister Zenat, who is now in Europe with her son, oh God. I speak for divine protection, guidance, direction, in the name of Jesus. I thank you for what you're doing in her, in the name of Jesus, and her child. I thank you for her daughter as well. I thank you for safety and protection from viruses will not come near her or her family, oh God. I thank you for Sister Talana, Lord, who is usually on every week. I thank you that as she walks on her job, she does a lot of walking. I thank you, Lord God, that she's protected under the shadow of your almighty wing. I thank you, Lord God, for the word of God on the inside of her, because she too is a mighty woman of God, like all the women of God that I called on in the name of Jesus. So, Father, and Lord, we lift up our babies, baby Chloe, baby Zoe, baby Revere, and we thank you, Lord God, that they shall live and not die. We thank you that you have healed their body, and we thank you for the manifestation of it. We thank you for their parents, oh God, in the name of Jesus, particularly baby Chloe's parents, oh God, as they go back and forth to Orlando with her, seem like almost weekly, Lord. But I thank you that their healing is going to show up in the natural before they realize it. So, Father, we thank you in the name of Jesus for all that you're doing today on Wednesday midweek Bible study. We appreciate you, Lord. We bless you today. We honor you. We give you glory, praise, and thanksgiving in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. All right, Sister
Amen.
Terry is new to us today, so we welcome you with us today, Sister Terry. And we have homework, so if you, each of you could turn in your Bible to Proverbs chapter 18. And the person who was supposed to do that is not on. They asked me again for the homework. I was thinking they would be on. But anyway, we're going to carry on. Proverbs chapter 18 is where we're going to look. If everybody could turn to chapter 18. We got Sister Mary Nichols on here from Oklahoma. I know she got her homework, and Sister Gloria Dean got her homework. But I'm going to cover Proverbs 18, 1 through 24. They are not on here at the time. But, you know, it talks about Proverbs 18 is a wellspring of wisdom. And I tell you what, I know I've done studies starting at the first of the month all the way through the 31st of the month, a chapter a day of Proverbs with different ones and even by myself sometimes. And I promise you that when I finished, wisdom was downloading in me. So, you know, it talks about in verse 1, the desires of a man having separated himself, seeking intermeddling with wisdom. And you know, of course, Proverbs talks about wisdom a lot. He said, you know, wisdom is good, but not only get wisdom, but get understanding so you'll know how to apply the wisdom to your life. And, you know, that in Proverbs 18, 1 through 5, it talks about the wellspring of wisdom. Proverbs 18, 6 through 15, it talks about a fool's mouth. It says a fool's lips enter into contention. You know, he always, you know, in contention with somebody, striving back and forth, arguing. And it says his mouth calls strokes. We don't want to have strokes. We want to be at peace with all men as much as possible. And then Proverbs 16, starting at 16 through 24, through 21, the power of the tongue. All these scriptures talk about a man's gifts make room for him and bringeth him before great people. And it says that in 21, death and life are in the power of the tongue, and they that love it shall eat the fruit thereof. So we're going to eat the fruit of what we say, so we may as well say the good. So we can eat good fruit. I don't know about you, but I'm a woman of wisdom, and I'm eating good fruit every day. Spiritual fruit we're talking about today. And then in Proverbs 18, 22 through 24, it talks about, you know, whoever finds a wife finds a good thing, and they have favor with God. So, you know, I saw Sister Terry and her husband Sunday. Oh, yeah, he found her. That's his good thing, Sister Terry. So I thank God for them. Thank God for each of you. And let's see. Now it's Sister Mary Nichols. It's on you, Sister Mary Nichols. Go ahead.
Okay. This is interesting because it talks about lies in several places and contrast it to wisdom, that it's better that a poor person that walketh in his integrity. So no matter how much money we might have or good, we have to be in integrity. That he that is perverse in his lips and his speech is a fool. Then down to verse 5, a false witness shall not be unpunished, and he that speaketh lies shall not escape. We have to watch our tongue. Many will entreat the favor of the prince And every man is a friend to him that giveth gifts. Verse 8 talks about wisdom, not lying, and being the goodness of being in integrity. He that getteth wisdom loveth his own soul. He that keepeth understanding shall find good. Verse 9 is one of those about lies, the false witness. And 10, delight is not seemly for a fool, much less for a servant to have rule over prince. We just need to be in integrity, watch our tongue, and as Sister G just got through telling us, we have to watch our speech so that what we say is what we get, but let's control what we get. I'm listening to Linda Tyler, who's reading Joyce Meyer's book about the power of the tongue, and saying good things, changing the way we speak about lives is what we will get. So that's 19 verses 1 through 10.
Amen. Thank you, Sister Mary. Excellent. All right, we got Glory Dean, chapter 19 of Proverbs 11 through 20.
Yes. This is what I found. You know, it's a lot that you have to talk about, but I try to find the most important things. Proverbs 19:11 through 20, and talks about having discretion about ourselves. In other words, having our own judgment. We have the judgment over ourselves to see how we are going in this life, and it's the wisdom that we need. We're going to go through life, as it says, having self-control. We have to have self-control of our, and most of all, self-control of our anger. And it says that when we have a word of wisdom, how to control anger, it says it's just like having, we have to overlook insults. That anything that makes us feel bad, look over insults and things, because we know that God, he has a vengeance. He has our vengeance. He has our defense. He's our defense. So praise God. God said, vengeance is mine. So we have to hold on to that. And remember, judging ourselves. And we want to use that discretion in judging ourselves. And say, don't, we find ourselves an idle mind. That means that we're going to starve because we're not working. And we can become hungry. And we don't, we're going to, it's idle mind. You just thought to nothing, going about your way when you can just suffer. And your mind not working. This can happen and stop working. Idle mind, having, letting everything come on your mind, that's not of God. So we have to be very careful having an idle mind. Know what your idle mind is? You need to do what you're supposed to do in life. You know you got to work if you want to eat, or you're going to suffer hunger. And it said, and as for the advice of others, try to get all advice of others. Keep advice when they give it to us for the rest of our life. We can use the advice that we get from others. And we have things that we receive from others that we know today that we have kept, praise God, and knew that it was really worthwhile. And also, it's to keep us wise the rest of our lives. And we have to keep the commandments of God to do what? Keep our souls, to keep our souls right. And then it talks about the sons, that we should raise our sons. Fathers should raise their sons so that when they're grown, they will not be ruined. They'll know the right way to go. And also, if they get married or whatever, or they may have a home, and they may have the riches. But as a wife, only God will give a understanding wife. A wife comes from God, an understanding wife. So we want to keep on with the words and the wisdom of God and keeping up everything that he would have us to do, discretion, using discretion, using wisdom, knowledge, and understanding of ourselves, and to continue, how to talk about the sons, continue to teach your sons. So when they grow up and get older, guess what? It'll keep it the right mind. Praise God. So we won't go through all we're going through today. It'll take care of a lot of stuff that we go through, sons, what they're doing today, killings and everything that go on. They grow with wisdom, knowledge, and understanding, salvation. And we have to sometimes put up with a woman, you know, with her drippings. But we have to understand how to take care of all that. But God is the judge of all of that. And we have to use discretion and be in judgment over ourselves, too. Praise God. So I thank God. It was a good lesson to read, and you know, a verse to read, and try to find understanding of all of us. So I thank God for it. Praise God.
Amen. Thank you all. Amen. Amen. Well, we got one more, and then we're going to ask for questions or comments by one in 1921 through 29. That person is not here today. They had to go to a doctor's appointment, but you know, it says the counsel of the Lord. That's what these verses are about, the counsel of the Lord. And, you know, sometimes people say, something told me that. No, it wasn't something. It was either God or the devil. So which one are you going to choose? I remember God told me one time, don't eat that. And I ate it anyway. I didn't listen. I was sorry. Boy, I had the worst stomach ache in the world. So I didn't choose wisdom that time. But we got to listen for the counsel of the Lord. He'll give us wisdom. He'll speak to us. He speaks sometimes in a still, small voice through his Holy Spirit. And sometimes you open up the word, you go like, oh, my God, it's just what I'm going through today. Let me do a study on that. So the counsel of the Lord is very, very, very important that we follow his instructions. There's obedience is better than sacrifice. So we don't want to sacrifice. We learn obedience through the things we suffer. That's how Christ learned. And I don't like suffering, so I got to be quick to obey. All right, we're through with these 18 and 19. Next week, we're going to be on chapters 20 and 21 of Proverbs. So read both the chapters every day, chapter 20 and 21. Read that every day. I'll send out the homework again. Anybody have any questions? Any comments or any questions?
Sister G. Sister G, this is from Dawsonville.
Okay.
You say Proverbs. You want us to read Proverbs 20 and 21.
Yes, for the homework. And then I sent out, you want me to send you homework? I just send each person individual homework every week.
Okay. Oh, so y'all do this every week on Wednesday?
Yes.
Okay. Well, I'm gonna. I can participate, and then whenever something come up, I can. I'll let you know, but I will participate.
Okay. Thank you so much, Sister Terry. I will send you home. I'll start sending you the homework. I'm gonna make a note right now to myself. All right. Anybody have any questions, comments?
Mm-hmm. Well, I had a comment. I forgot the sister that was doing the teaching, Proverbs 19, I think 11 through 20. I've had a burden for about the older women teaching the younger women, and it just seems like it's been a lot of getting away from that of the older women, and I've studied that, and I see where it's problematic, and the domino effects of it is breaking down, you know, our society, community, as far as in making sure that women are being taught how to, you know, how to carry themselves. And I guess it's been such a burden to me. I was glad to hear someone mention it, because it has been my experience that it's not
really talked about from the pulpit that much from where I have, and I've inquired about it. It seemed like everything is being put on the pastors when God's word is very clear as to the older women are to teach. But that's one thing. Teaching is not to say that we are not willing to do that, but getting the young ladies to receive, because it's turning around like they're trying to teach us. You know, they know everything, and they're trying to teach us. And so we can look at our society to see that not being obedient to just this one situation of older women teaching young ladies, allowing to be taught, being able to receive what they're being taught, you know, because they think that it's foolishness, you know. I got this. I know this. But one thing about life, we're going to be taught one way or another. I've just always been a person that I don't like to get in trouble. So my mother died at the age when I was 19, and I was left to the women of the church, and it's just something that I hold very dear to me, because without them, you know, when it came time for me to have my babies, I had to depend on the women in the church because my mother wasn't there. So it was such a blessing, you know, to me. And I still look for, you know, even though I am a senior citizen, but I'm not too old to learn. And to, we can even learn from babes, but in this particular case, he's talking about the older women teaching the word of God. Now, I do have a question that any of the ladies that are on the line can answer. I wanted to ask while I'm right there. Do you think that it's our place, if you have a young lady, that God has instructed us as the older women to teach, but if they're not willing to receive you, do you think you should force it on them and tell them anyway? Is that the time to be just to be quiet if you see the spirit of rebellious?
What do you think, Gloria Dean and Sister Mary? She's asking you. What do you think?
Well, Gloria Dean, if God has instructed you to teach them, and that's what you're saying, but they don't want to learn. They really don't want to learn right then. They don't want to learn. But you don't push it. You don't push it on them. Don't push it. But you pray for them, because you know that you can see their need. The Holy Spirit will let you see the need of people, the way they talk, the way they act, and you'll see the need. If they don't want to receive your advice or what you have for them at that time, well, you just pray for them and tell them you love them, but continue to pray for them, because you know what they need. One day, they will come back to you for advice. They will come back. But all we have to do as older women is to teach them. The Bible says that the older women teach the younger women. So we know what we have to do. We know our role in teaching. So I would pray for them, because one day they're going to come, and they're going to come and ask advice. They're going to go through something where they're going to have to ask something. But don't stop praying for them. You continue to pray for them.
All right. All right, Sister Mary. Thank you, Sister Gloria Dean. Awesome. Sister Mary, you got anything to add to that?
No, I don't have anything to add to it. Sister Gloria covered it. I appreciate it.
All right. Now, let me tell you, I remember when I lived in New Orleans, the Lord told me, I was in my 50s when I left there, and the Lord said to me, I want you to start a girls group. So I started in my home. I'll pick up girls in the neighborhood, different churches, and bring them to my house. And the Lord said, I want you to teach them how to cook and how to sew and my ways. So I put together lessons to call. And when the Lord told me he wanted me to call them the Holy Ghost girls. So they used to, I mean, we would have 20, sometimes 20 girls in my living room. in New Orleans. And I remember one time Gloria Dean did a song for me, for the girl. She may not remember, that was so many years ago. But anyway, I did what God told me. And a lot of times, no, they didn't want to hear, but sometimes God would give me creative ways to tell them. I know, like, even in my neighborhood, there are some girls, they're women, they're young women, and they got babies. And one of them said to me one time, I was out there talking to some of the young men. I was getting ready to go to church, and I said, y'all, can y'all help me load up my car? And they said, yeah. And one guy said, my wife said, she said, you got toys. You got any for our baby? I said, well, how old is the baby? So I called her over there. I said, come here. I said, here, take my number. And when I come home from church, give me a call about 3 o'clock or something like that. Call me. So I said, can I pray for you? She said, yeah. So I prayed for her and another woman. And they let me pray for them. So that's one way of doing God's will. And sometimes I say, can I have your number? Sometimes I'll text them. I was just thinking about you or whatever. So there are different ways that we can speak to them. It don't have to be in a church. And I've done the Holy Ghost Girls in different, here in Jacksonville, at different churches, and even in my home here in Jacksonville. So we'll get together, Sister Terry. I'm getting together with a lady Friday. She told me that she has a group coming to her church, but she really meant women. So anyway, she said that she's going to get together. I said, well, what are you going to do with them? She said, oh, we pray for them, and we sometimes, you know, feed them snacks and what have you. So I want to get together with her, and, you know, because sometimes you got to, you know, have an organized situation where you get together with young ladies. And And these that she's talking about are young, these are women that have children, some of them. So, you know, I'm going to see how it goes. But anyway, I hope I answered your question. All right, Sister T, we're glad you came on. How you doing, Sister T? All right, she just
came.
Okay, good. So Sister Terry is on with us from Jacksonville, and Sister Zelana from Jacksonville. Sister Terry was asking a question, the older women in the Bible in Titus 2, where he talks about older women teach the younger women. Well, what are ways we could go about doing that? So we'll be talking about that some more. We're going to be coming off the radio soon here. But we thank God. Sister Zelana has children and grandchildren. So, Sister Zelana, do you mind praying for the older women that we could get strategies and creative ideas and ideas on how God, you know, can use us to speak to younger women about him?
Do you want me to pray now?
Yes, do you mind? Yes.
I don't mind praying. So, God, we thank you for an opportunity to just share with you, Lord God. First of all, we continue to come to you and ask, Lord God, and, you know, just thank you for any shortcomings that we have done, Lord God, that was not pleasing in your sight or anything that we didn't measure up to as women, as men, Lord God, as young children, as your children. Thank you for your forgiveness, and thank you for what you did on Calvary's cross. And so, Lord God, you heard the request of my sister, Lord God, concerning the older women teaching the younger women. And, Father, we thank you that you are the great mentor. We thank you that you gave us people, Lord God, that we can characterize our lives after, Lord God. And we thank you, Lord God, that you gave us a mind to want to do right, Lord God, to want to be of help, Lord God, to want to be of encouragement, to want to be of even, Lord God, discipline if need be, Lord God, we thank you that our mouths and our hearts and our eyes, Lord God, and our ears, Lord God, are attentive to what you say concerning the younger women teaching the older women, the older women teaching the younger women. And Father, we thank you that you are placing people in our path, Lord God, that we can open our mouths up to, that, Lord God, we can share, Lord God, some knowledge and share some wisdom and share some insight, Lord God, on how to rear the lives and how to do some of the things that need to be done to be able to be called a lady, to be able to be called a woman, to be able to be called a sister or a brother or aunt, especially in Christ Jesus. We thank you, Lord God, that not only will we have a voice and words to share with them, Lord God, but that their eyes and their ears and their heart will be acceptable to what we're saying. We thank you, Lord God, that each of us, Lord God, will be able to pour into the lives of someone, Lord God, where you say, reach one, each one, reach one. Lord God, we may not be able to reach everyone. Father, let us reach one, that it will trickle down and be like a domino effect, Lord God, in the mighty and matchless name of Jesus, Lord God. And we thank you, Father, that there are hearts and there are people and that there are women. And, Lord, even men, Lord God, we're saying women, but, Lord God, even older men or aged men, Lord God, that are willing to share and teach, that, Lord God, our communities will be better and better and better. And, Lord God, we'll be able to share what you would have us to share. We're asking all of this, and we claim that it is done, and it is so. In the mighty and matchless name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, I do pray and come in agreement with the saints. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Sister Pamon. All right, we're going to be closing out in a minute. Sister Mary Nichols has an announcement. She's going to be speaking next week. Go ahead, Sister Mary.
Okay. I'm so appreciative of you allowing me to ramble on sometimes. But, yes, I will be there next Wednesday at noon. And I'm going to talk about something that we generally love, but you know me, I become negative about some things and want you to at least hear some things that you need to turn from. So that's
you're called a health coach, Sister Mary, health coach?
Certified holistic health coach.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
I forgot to tell you, Sister Terry, on the fourth Wednesday of every month, Sister Mary Nichols come on and share about with us how to have excellent health, according to 3 John and 2. And is a certified health coach. So next week, we won't do the homework, but the following week, that starts in June, we'll do the homework. So, but next week, she's going to talk to us about excellent health. So the
Amen.
First through the third Wednesdays, we do the homework, and but the last, the fourth Wednesday, Sister Mary Nichols, certified holistic health coach will be talking. All right, you guys, we're going to close out. Say that again.
I say that's great because that's perfect timing. I'm getting ready to try to start a diet and work on my health. So I'm looking forward to that.
All right, all right. We're going to check. I'll check you next week.
Oh, Gloria Dean.
I'm sorry. Okay, go ahead, Gloria Dean.
I just want to say this because I don't have time to give the testimony. But when it said the older women teach the younger women, God gave me a vision.
Yeah, you got time. Go ahead. You got time to give the testimony.
But I don't know. Okay. In the 80s. All right,
short.
Get my
you know, make
down.
It short.
I'll be, okay, if I can. 80s, I'll be 86 next month. But I'm 85. Okay. In the 80s, you know, I was young in the 80s, the Lord gave me a vision. And the vision he showed me was working with Spanish. I can't Spanish, and I'm not Spanish. But it was, and I kept showing it to me for a few days, and I would take my Bible, and I saw, the, like on the island, the Spanish people, the older people standing up, and the children sitting down Indian style. And I would go, I'd take my Bible, I can't tell you what I was talking about. I'll go, and I saw the vision, I saw them, they looked at me, and, you know, and I would talk to them and say things, and then when I leave, I say, I'll see y'all tomorrow. I did that about 2 weeks or so, and I asked a certain pastor about it. They say, I've never done it, it never happened to me. They say, don't do it no more. I didn't do it anymore, but the same thing God showed me came to pass in 1996. And in the church I was in at the time, before Katrina, you know, one of the Spanish ladies came to me in the church, said, God told me to come to you so you can help me, you know, to teach me and things. And she was a young minister. I said, okay. So she started coming on Saturdays. She started coming on Saturdays and bringing other young Spanish women, like 4 or 5 of them. And time went on as I would teach them. And what happened, I went to the store. My daughter wanted to buy a book. I wasn't into reading so much like that, you know. So we went to Walmart, and I was looking up, and I saw this book, The High Calling of a Woman. And God put my eyes on that book, and I had to buy that book. And when I bought that book, you know what that book was about? The whole book explained Titus, was that 3:2 of the older women teaching the young women, the scriptures that's in there. That whole book taught just that, those scriptures about the older women teaching the young women. That book broke it down with definitions and everything. I learned that book. I was learning the book as I would talk to them. They would come to me on Saturdays. Every Saturday, just about every Saturday, coming to me, and I would teach them. I was teaching out of the book. I would pray with them. Some of them didn't speak English. They began to speak a little bit. Right now, one of the ladies that she has children has come out of college now. But goes to show what God does. It was a vision that given to me, and it came to pass. During that time, 1996, and it happened in the 80s, and it happened in 1996. When God gives you a vision or tells you something that you're going to do or give you, you know, whatever testimony or whatever he gives to you, it's going to be confirmed and everything. Whatever God gives to you, it will be confirmed. Whatever ministry or gift, it will be confirmed. It will be confirmed by other presbyteria like he did Timothy. So I learned that book, and I taught them out of that book. They would look, I've gone to the Spanish churches and speak while the other lady would interpret. So that's just a short of it. That's what I want to give about what God did in my life concerning that scripture.
Amen. Mm-hmm. That was an awesome testimony. I love that. Well, Sister Linda just joined us. Join Sister Linda. Sister Linda? Okay, she may not be able to answer us right now. I don't know. But anyway, we thank you for joining us, Sister Lynn. Okay, how are you?
I'm doing wonderful. Thank you for asking.
Yeah, thank you for joining us. We appreciate it. Yeah,
it's a blessing to be able to.
Yeah, we were just finishing up. Sister Terry joined us today for the first time, and she wanted to know about older women teaching the younger women, and I was telling them how the Lord, somebody got something on in the background. Could you put your phone on mute, please? Thank you. Got that noise in the background. You could put your phone on mute. All right, thank you. But Sister Linda, I was telling them how the Lord had given me the Holy Ghost girls, and Sister Linda's daughter used to work with me in the Holy Ghost Girls, and she, her daughter and her daughter's husband now have their own ministry, and her grandchildren used to be in my class called the Our Little Angels. So Sister Linda and I go way back. We have a little history together. I thank God for her So you want to share anything, Sister Linda, before we close out about older women teaching the younger women?
Well, the only thing that I have to say to them is probably what you or someone else have already spoken in wisdom, and that is to seek God, to pray, to read the word, to seek counsel from the elder, older women. It sometimes appears that some churches have neglected the elder women, and that's the one of God's commands, is that the older teach the younger. And so in some ministries, some churches, some parts of the body, they have neglected to do so. So to be able to have this prayer line where people will feel comfortable and free to come and to seek and to get some answers is established by God. So I'm just elated myself to be able, because I'm still learning. I'm still learning myself, you know. So, you know, and I inquire of people that's younger than me. I inquire people that's older than me. I'm open, you know, to be taught. I have a teachable spirit. So, you know, as we just pursue and go forth in God's wisdom, his grace, his truth, and share. That's what it's all about. So thank you for this opportunity.
Thank you. All right. Well, we're going to be closing out now. We thank God for each of you. Next Wednesday, Sister Mary Nichols is going to be on with us, a certified holistic health coach. She's knowledgeable in, you know, what it takes to keep us healthy. She's up to date because a lot of things are changing in the food industry, so she gives us up-to-date information, keep us informed, and we appreciate her. She's been coming on, I guess, probably about the last maybe 2 or 3 months or so, 4 months, with health, how to stay healthy and well, excellent health. We appreciate it. So we're going to be closing out. Anybody want to do a closing prayer? State your name. Anybody want to do a closing prayer? All right. Well, Father God, we appreciate you. We thank you for your holy presence of being here with us on the radio today. We appreciate you leading and guiding us. You said the steps of a good person are ordered by you. So we thank you for ordering our steps today, Lord God. We thank you for those people that are on now and those who will listen later. We ask you to bless our families, oh God. In the name of Jesus, we ask you to give us souls to save. We ask you to give us strategies in speaking to young women, even if it looks like they don't want to hear it, Lord God. Teach us how to pray for them, how to speak to them, because many of them do have a rebellious spirit because they're ignorant. They don't know they need to know. In the name of Jesus, Lord, I've told many young women about wearing that tight band on their baby's head, those young babies. They'll put those little bands. They're cute, but they stop the brain from getting the oxygen supply that they need, and they don't even realize it. So, Father, I thank you for younger women listening to the older women that are speaking wisdom to them. Give us, oh God, know-how to speak to them. And, Lord, many of them become offended, but they're taking offense unnecessarily. But, Lord, I thank you for teaching us how to love them in spite of any rebellious spirit in them. Teach us how to speak to them so, Lord God, they will listen. And even sometimes we speak, they don't hear right away, but it's in their spirit. And I thank you, Father God, for teaching us how to pray sexual fervent prayers for the younger women. And Lord, I thank you for this study in Proverbs, the book of Proverbs. We've gone from chapter 1 all the way through chapter 19. So, Father, we thank you for the wisdom you have downloaded in us every week as we read the scripture, as we study the scripture, as we prepare to do our homework. You are an amazing God. And, Father, I thank you for each one of us listening to your voice, hearing your voice clear, and another voice we would not hear. So walk with us, talk with us, be a lamp and a light to our pathway. We bind up backlash, retaliation, revenge from the enemy, because we serve you, O Most High. We thank you that we're under the shadow of your almighty wings. Nothing by any means will harm us. Bless our children, our grandchildren, our great-grandchildren, our spiritual children, our spiritual grand and great-grandchildren in the name of Jesus. So, Father, open up our ears and our eyes that we might hear you clear, that we might quickly obey you in the name of Jesus. So as we go off the line today, but not from your presence, we appreciate you. We love and adore you. We bless you, our God. And we are honored that you handpicked and you chose us. You said many are called, but few are chosen. We thank you that we are your chosen ones in the name of Jesus. Amen. Love you all. Look forward to talking to you
Amen.
Next week.
Have an awesome
God. Thank you so much. Amen. Good day. Have a great day.